Former President Donald Trump re-indicted in a federal election interference case. Stephen Portnoy is joining us live from Washington. Stephen, what is different this time?
Well, what's different is the Supreme Court ruled in early July that a president is entitled to the presumption of immunity when it comes to his official acts, if not absolute immunity, for those things that are core to his function as president of the United States. And so, Special Counsel Jack Smith has worked with a new grand jury that had not previously heard the evidence in the January 6th case to hand up a new indictment. The charges remain the same. Trump is still charged with conspiring to defraud the United States, obstruct an official proceeding, deprive Americans of their rights to have their votes counted. But this new indictment removes prior references to steps Trump allegedly took as president, such as enlisting Justice Department officials in the effort, coordinating with officials within his own White House, ignoring their advice in many respects, and specifically ignoring their pleas to call off the riot. So none of that is in this new indictment, which is an emblem of the idea that Jack Smith is confident in the evidence that he has, that even is referring to Trump as a candidate for president rather than the sitting president, and introducing evidence from the campaign as opposed to things he did inside the White House, that Smith can still achieve a conviction in this case.
Timeline and how it might impact the upcoming election, what do we know?
Well, I mean, look, the idea that this is going to somehow wind up before a jury before Election Day is a bit far afield. The next step would be an arraignment in this matter on the new superseding indictment. But the special counsel said yesterday in a filing that Trump need not appear in person. We'll see if he decides to take prosecutors up on that offer or show up. Last night, Trump said that this violates the spirit of the Justice Department's longstanding policy of not seeking to interfere in an election by bringing charges too close to Election Day. That guideline speaks to 60 days. Yesterday was 70 days. But regardless, it's really a response to the Supreme Court ruling less than 2 months ago that this immunity question had to be dealt with in this particular case. And this case was initiated not yesterday, but more than a year ago. So this is a new superseding indictment, and we'll see what happens next.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us from Washington.